Good morning and welcome to today's NBC Connect podcast. In a few moments, we'll begin the podcast properly, but before it gets going, I wanted to apologise very quickly for the sound effects that you'll hear dotted throughout today's show. My dog was in the room with me as I was recording, and I had no idea he had his favourite toy with him, his big squeaky duck. So if you hear a squeaking, don't worry, it's not something weird going on in the room that you're listening in. It's in fact my dog, Scruffy, playing with his toy. I'm very sorry, I didn't notice it when we were recording it, and so hopefully it's not too much of a distraction for you as you listen along today. Enjoy the rest of today's podcast, and God bless you. Hello there, Tim.
Hello there, Tom. Nice to hear you today.
One of these times it might be you speaking first, but we'll keep the viewers and listeners on edge by not announcing when that day will be.
But, well, it leaves them wondering if I'm here or not, doesn't it?
It does.
Then suddenly I get to speak.
We have invested in some incredible technology over this time, haven't we, Tim? Including an artificial intelligent Tim. So this actually is just me talking. So I can talk for one moment and then I let my AI Tim take over.
Fantastic.
There we go. It's perfect. It works very
well.
That would be amazing,
wouldn't it?
Would it?
I don't know about artificial intelligence. I'll go with one of those words to describe myself, but not both at once, I think.
Oh, it's funny, isn't it? I can remember.
But what a lovely day it's been.
It has been grey, but pleasant.
Can I just tell you something that happened to me today?
By all means,
that
please.
That hasn't happened to me since I was 7 years old.
I could say all sorts of things right now.
Yeah, I know,
did you eat a rubber? Did you shove a pencil up your nose?
Yes. No. It was something lovely. I went for my walk, and it was around the end of school time. And I was crossing a road, or about to cross a road, when a person with a lollipop, a big lollipop, jumped out of the bushes. And
what were they doing in the bushes?
I don't know. Helped me cross the road.
Amazing.
So I don't know whether it's just age.
Well, I was going to say,
and they see somebody who's old,
yeah,
and think I better help them.
So it's the sort of thing that only happens to the very young and the very old. And
maybe that's true.
Yeah,
but I was just amazed that something that it just brought back lots of memories of walking home from school, which is obviously the best time of school time, walking home from school, and yeah. So anyway, just thought I'd share that because it sort of blew me away a bit, really. And he was a very nice person. And stopped the traffic on the roundabout, which was a pretty dangerous roundabout anyway, so kept me safe, which was fantastic.
That's awesome.
My dad did some lollipop work, actually. He was a head teacher and his lollipop person was off, so he decided he would go and do it after school instead. So, you know, yeah, we thought he was mad doing it, but
I would say
I can see the fun of it now.
Well, I was going to say, I would say that it seems like the sort of thing that would be very fun to do.
Yeah.
Sort of as a one-off or even just to do for a short period of time. I just think I would probably question my decision-making when it's 7:30 a.m.
Yes.
On December the 14th as the rain is piling down and I don't think I can feel my toes anymore. But fair play to everyone who is a lollipop lady,
definitely,
or a lollipop man.
Thank you.
And all of those who are doing everything to keep our children safe at the moment. It's a very strange time. We're seeing the devolved nations, as they like to call them, closing schools. And we're grateful for everything that's happened there. But also for those in England, we've got so many teachers in our congregation. And it's been great talking to some of them and hearing about how their experiences are, whether their year groups have had to go into self-isolation or whether they're seeing it as being a bit of time out. But actually the reality of it is that everything still continues online, even if they're not in. So a big thank you to everyone doing everything to keep our children safe at this period of time too.
Yeah, it is amazing. And we must never forget that, must we? And the incredible time is invested. And we've got several teachers in our congregation. And it's great to be able to just continue to pray for them and celebrate them and give thanks for
I was going to say, it leads perfectly onto what you wanted to talk about briefly today, which is being thankful. And I know from speaking to some of our young kids, there's one young girl in particular who I know for her, this has been the most incredible bit of time because, would you believe it, but 6 months off school is actually really hard work. And so to be able to go back into school, to be able to see people again, it's all a bit weird, but to see friends, to be able to go back and do actual schoolwork was something that they were really excited about. And the reason I kind of say is that now they've entered into self-isolation again because of cases in their year. Thankfully, they're seeing it as just a half-term extension rather than being the disaster that it so easily could have been. Again, I guess we should be thankful that some of these things are happening around these holidays that are already in place too.
And it's a long haul, isn't it? And I think I was thinking this morning that, you know, I think we're almost 7 months in now. You sort of forget, don't you? 7 months into the restrictions, obviously not as harsh as they were to start with, but obviously a little bit of anxiety around what's going to happen next. I mean, it is interesting in the Welsh situation that they've actually, I see they've closed churches now as well for the next, is it 3 Sundays?
Yeah, well, so I think there's really some uncertainty. It might be 2 Sundays because they'll allow churches back for Remembrance Sunday, but it's certainly... But it's,
and I, just thinking, how thankful I am that we're actually allowed to meet in church in England at the moment, because It could all be different, couldn't it? You know, and it might be, I suppose, and that's one of the concerns we have. But there is so much to be thankful for, and of course, church isn't the same as it was. But you know, I am very thankful that we are able not only to be church online, but also to be church in the building as well now. And it's good to see people and good to begin to share together a little bit as well, which is great. And it is that sense of thankfulness. And if, you know, this next period of time, however long or short it's going to be, you know, how do we face that, you know? And it just got me thinking, you know, I've got to approach it with thankfulness, haven't I? You know, there has been sort of loss and a sense of bereavement among, you know, other things that we haven't been able to do, or people we haven't been able to see, that plans we haven't been able to make, and uncertainty. But, you know, I guess it's a decision, isn't it? You know, what how do we face it? How do we face it? And I was just drawn to Colossians, Paul's letter to the Colossians. And there are three verses in there where he reminds the people in the church there to be thankful. The first one in Colossians 2, and in verse 6, he says, "So then," it's like, "So then," okay, so you're facing something, you're going through a bit of difficulty, you know, "So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." And I thought, wow, isn't that an incredible thing? So to remember everything we've got because of Jesus, and then to overflow with thankfulness. It's like an add-on for Paul, and yet I think it's so... such a helpful little piece of advice that he gives to them, and I think to us as well. And not just to be thankful, but to overflow with thankfulness. And I think, you know, that gives it a dynamic, doesn't it? That it's not just, and it's not something just to keep in ourselves. It's something that will affect other people as we are thankful as well. So it was just that sort of struck me a little bit today when I was reading it, this idea of thankfulness. And the Greek word for this is eucharista, and it's where we, obviously, the Eucharist, the bread and wine, the celebration of the death of Jesus, the reminder of the death of Jesus. And that word literally means to give thanks for God's grace. We overflow with thankfulness because of what God has done for us, because of his goodness to us. And I think that then we know the reason for that thankfulness, and we see it, and we respond to it by overflowing with thankfulness for all that God has given us. And just got me thinking about reasons to be thankful.
Well, I can...
Part one, two, and three.
I can remember at university hearing a talk in our CU. I'm sure I've spoken on the podcast many times about how great my CU was. And yeah. I know not everyone has that same opportunity. So I'm very thankful for my CU. But I can remember hearing a talk one time about the need for us to kind of have an attitude of gratitude. And it's a phrase that comes up all the way through. You hear it in cliched talks from pastors, you hear it on the Alpha course, but I can remember hearing a guy from a church that I'd never heard of in Bristol kind of deliver a whole sort of 20-minute talk on how we need to have an attitude of gratitude. And I guess it's kind of stuck with me because he basically said that, you know, we have to recognise our privilege of just being able to meet inside this building right now. You have a privilege of being here, and the reasons that you have you should be thankful for being here are, and he listed a load of reasons, which included, you know, being at university, having the money to live, having clothes on your back, having all of these different things. And then he said, and let's go away from you now. And he then went even wider to a kind of thing of saying that, you know, it's a privilege for him to be able to be there because pastors aren't allowed in these countries. And he kind of listed about 20 countries where you weren't allowed to be a Christian. And then he kind of went to a wider thing of, and these are the reasons we can be thankful. And he showed all of the bad news that was going on in the world right now and saying that actually, however bad we think our life might be, here's where it's worse. We need to be thankful for that. And we need to be using that attitude of gratitude to look at these situations that are worse than ours and say, okay, how do we improve that situation? So it was a very long-winded, full talk.
But
that's exactly the point. It was that thing of looking at myself and then thinking about what sacrifices I need to make in order to be thankful and then go on and on to recognise all of these blessings that there are in life, because there are so many. And it's really, really easy to get hung up on the things that, you know, we think are rubbish in our lives. And actually, there's a certain point where we just have to step back and say, like, wow, okay, this period of time that we've gone through for the last 7 months has been really hard. I really don't want anybody to think that it hasn't. This has been unlike anything anyone's ever known. And I guess what we're able to do, and many people will look back on this period of time and actually see all of the rubbish stuff that has happened, because it has. You know, lots of people have lost their jobs. Lots of people were put on furlough and are going back to a different workplace. For some people, family members have passed away or have become severely ill. There's been big changes in the way that we work, the way that we socialise, the way we have fun, the way we eat out, all of these things. And yet, actually, I know that for me, I could get hung up on thinking of all those things. But actually, I think back to the time I went to a theme park in June. When, you know, the COVID rates were a lot lower than they are now. I think I'd be hard pushed to go now. But we had an amazing day out there. And it was great to go back and play five-a-side football with the church for the first time. And I'm so thankful, even just for this last Sunday, for us being able to take communion in church together. I don't think people can quite understand how special a moment that it was in church to be able to have this kind of normal 10 minutes of time being the church family again. And it was great to know that lots of other people had joined us virtually. And I had the incredible privilege of being able to follow the online stream as well as being part of what was in person. So I got double communion on Sunday. But it was that thing of being kind of in person and seeing what was going on in church and then being like, and there's another 50 odd screens watching at home. And it was just this, it was a really, really incredible moment for me. So I'm very thankful for that. I'm thankful for all of the technology that so far it's all worked perfectly. I guess as we move to doing live streaming, who knows what's going to happen. But there's so many things for us to be thankful for.
And it's great to know that people are connecting with us who we haven't met before. I had an email today of somebody who's connecting with us. I don't know them. Him and his wife have been accessing the stuff online, and they want to come and join the Ruth study at our NBC Explore. So that's exciting, isn't it? When someone wants to take the next step to engage a little bit more in that. And I mean, you may know them, I don't know, but they're certainly new to me, not an attender at church, NBC, since I've been here. And but really exciting, and that does bring us these opportunities to give thanks to God for what he is doing. So yeah, I think that's a good challenge for us, and it would be great. Actually, what would be great would be to hear from the people who are listening to the podcast. What are they thankful for? And maybe particularly during this last 7 months, what have you become more thankful for? Because I think when I read stuff, on news sites and stuff, a lot of people have realised that there's some simple things that they've taken for granted, that they've been able to just enjoy, the outdoors, for example. I mean, it is staggering to think that people sort of have neglected the outdoors until the last 7 months, but suddenly begun to realise, oh, wow, yeah, there is an outdoors or the garden or whatever it is, or people or neighbours. And there's so much, isn't there? And I think it'd be great if we could hear from whoever's listening to this and just send us a list of what you're thankful for. And we'd love to let other people know, a long list of what we are together overflowing with thankfulness for. So please send that in. You can send it in at inquiry@newcastlebaptist.org.uk, and we'd love to feature it either on the podcast or on a Sunday. And we want to just overflow with thankfulness, and you can help us to do that as we remember all that God has given to us as well. So it doesn't have to be any big shakes. It just has to be, what is it that you want to overflow with thankfulness for? And let's turn that thankfulness into praise to God for all he's done as well. So I think that's it, Tom. I think enough said.
There's the challenge. I think you're probably right. Yeah. Can I ask you a question? If you could say the one thing that you're most thankful for over the past few months, what would it be?
I think it's just having people close enough to me who care for me, no matter what.
Okay.
So I'm very grateful for that.
People. It's as good as one as any. Yeah. And I think back, and I'm thankful that my football team finally won the league. Forgetting that. I keep forgetting it. Feels so long ago. There's so many things, and we have so many things to be thankful for. And even just, like I said, the ability to just meet up in church, that's something that we should be praising God for. Praise God for the opportunity.
It's good that we use thankfulness in order to thank God. And there's another verse in Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, where Paul says, devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And I think there couldn't be better advice from Paul to be watchful, because these are times of such challenge that it would be easy for us to take our eyes off Jesus, become embroiled in what's going on without thinking about where God is in all this, what Jesus promised us. So to be watchful, devote ourselves to prayer, be watchful and thankful. And so I think today we'll turn to thanks in our prayer, shall we, as we begin to pray for other people as well. And let's conclude with some prayer that will just help us to be watchful and thankful as well.
So, church, let's pray together. For the health workers who are tending to the seriously ill, for the scientists who are working on a vaccination, for the researchers analysing data and identifying trends, for the media outlets working to communicate reality, for the supermarket workers, hygiene and sanitation providers, for the good news stories of recoveries and effective planning, for the singing from balconies in lockdown communities, for the recognition that isolation doesn't need to mean loneliness, for the notes posted through letterboxes offering help and support, for the internet and telephones and the technology that connects, for the awakened appreciation of what is important. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. For those who are unwell and concerned for loved ones, for those who are already very anxious, for those immune suppressed or compromised, for those vulnerable because of underlying conditions, for those in the most at-risk to coronavirus categories, for those watching their entire income stream dry up, for those who have no choice but to go out to work, for those who are afraid to be at home, for those who are more lonely than they've ever been, for those who are bereaved and grieving, God be their healer, comfort and protection. Be their strength, shield and provision. Be their security, safety and close companion.
And raise up your church, Lord, to be your well-washed hands and faithful feet, to be present to the pain, to respond with love in action, even from a safe distance. Lord, in your mercy, we pray today that you would hear our prayer.
Hear our prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So much to be thankful for.
Yes.
And that list at the end is a perfect list of people for us to pray for each day.
Yeah.
For the health workers, for the scientists, researchers, media outlets, supermarket workers. We could keep going on and on and on.
And let's be thankful to them as well when we go shopping, when we're crossing the road with the man or lady with the lollipop. Let's say thank you to them, shall we? And maybe that will be the first time they've had a thank you.
Let's harbour an attitude of gratitude as a church. There's a sermon series in the new year there, isn't there, Tim?
Perfect.
Excellent.
Thanks, Tom.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect.
God bless everyone who's listening.
Tim's having a very well-earned week of rest, which started yesterday, bizarrely. So if you get a reply from me on our inquiry email address, then lucky you. But have a wonderful week. God bless you. And we'll see you. We'll see you on Sunday for our Bible Sunday service. See you soon. Bye.
Bye.